Good afternoon. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting live from UBC, located on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Nina Panini, and this is Deliberate Noise. Today's playlist is full of brand new local and international punk. We're going to start with a tune from Oblomov, Vancouver Trio. And stay tuned, I will be joined by a very special guest. We will discuss the Vancouver Public Library, Bandcamp, Cowboys, and what you should be wearing this week. Here is This Is Serious from the new album Steady Drip of a Broken Spout by Oblomov on CITR. Next up, from Durham, North Carolina, a band called Cochon, which is the French word for pig. This is called Mensonge Humain.
Natural man!
You just heard a band called FOC. They're based in Barcelona, and they sing in Catalan. The song you just heard is called Terra y Fuerza, which translates to Earth and Strength. Next up, I still don't think I've played this enough yet. The new Lie from their album You Want It Real. This one's called You Got It.
Yeah.
That was S from London with the song Severed off of Less of Everything. And before that, a band from Montreal called No Bro with Don't Want to Talk About It. This is Deliberate Noise. I'm your host, Nina Panini. And I now have the pleasure of being joined through the phone with my special guest, Claire. Hi.
It's me.
How?
So good
is
to talk
Claire?
To you, Nina.
Yeah, it's, you look great. you look fabulous.
You. Yeah, you can't tell, but I actually do.
I'm glad to hear that. Okay, so first question for you, Claire. TV or not TV? Last time we talked, it was like 4 weeks ago or something, and you said you had not watched any TV. So have you now joined like the masses and watched a ton of TV?
No, I'm sorry. I watched Gattaca, which is my favorite movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
I won't hate.
Terrible. I need to get on it.
No, that's great.
You've watched TV for me, though. What have you been watching?
I have a list of like 36 movies and TV show. I've almost exclusively been watching garbage movies.
Huh, good.
Such as
amazing.
Movie. Pacific Rim 1 and 2, and I've since gotten into the same argument twice with two different boys about how they think Pacific Rim 1 is infinitely better than the second one, and I disagree because boys are stupid. Anyway, right. The week before that, you took over the show, and thank you for doing that. That was amazing.
My pleasure.
But you mentioned something about the library and how they have a really good digital catalog, and you can actually watch TV and movies through the library website, through VPL.
Yep. Yeah, so if you go to the website vpl.ca, they've got a digital library, and along with all the audiobooks and ebooks they have a bunch of streaming video. So they've got Acorn TV, which has a lot of, it seems like British, predominantly British stuff, but some of the shows I've recognized, even though I don't watch a lot of TV. And then they also have
Great Courses,
which are those hilarious, super cheesy educational courses. And they also have a subscription to lynda.com, which is a bunch of really good training courses in a ton of different areas, and IndieFlix, which are independent shorts and documentaries and films. So check it out.
Ooh, IndieFlix sounds cool.
Yep. All you need is a library card. If you have your number, your barcode number and PIN, you can just log in to the website and access everything.
Gorgeous. So just vpl.ca and just look for the digital library.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay, I found something very cool. Willow Smith. Have you listened to any of her music?
The very early stuff.
Since Whip My Hair. No. Yeah. Yeah, no. So that was a really long time ago. She was a literal child. Yes. And I didn't really care for that music. But she's since put out a bunch of stuff. And very recently, she's teamed up with someone named Tyler Cole. And they formed a duo called The Anxiety. And they just put out a self-titled. And I really like it. There's like so many different genres on it, but the first 3-4 songs are like super punk.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really, really into
awesome.
It.
Awesome.
So let's hear a song. This is called Fight Club.
Yeah.
By Willow and Tyler Cole, aka The Anxiety. Feels like everything I see, all it is violence. Everything on TV, all it is violence. I just want to sit back and enjoy the silence. I just want to sit back, want to start a fight club. Want to start a fight club. Want to start a fight club. I want to start.
Satisfy you.
You are listening to Deliberate Noise. You just heard Jerk Jails, a band from Vancouver, and that was their song Chances. And I found that song through Bandcamp because I follow fellow CITR programmer Chris Arific on Bandcamp, and I saw that he bought the Jerk Jails self-titled album. And Bandcamp is a really, really great way to find music and to buy music. And Claire, I also noticed you've been buying stuff on Bandcamp, so that's great.
Yeah.
Recently, Bandcamp has started doing like days where they lift the fees. So all the money that you spend on an artist's music actually goes directly to them, and there's no like cut that goes to Bandcamp, which is super cool.
Yeah. I love that they're doing that.
Yeah. So they did it the first time and they've done it a second time. And I found a statement saying that they just want to support artists during the pandemic. And so the first Friday of June and the first Friday of July will be like Bandcamp no fee days. So we should, I don't know, should we like plan to spend a bunch of money on Bandcamp on those days? Like save yeah. up our purchases till then?
I was thinking about that. Anything that I was kind of thinking of getting, just waiting until the first Friday of the next month, if it doesn't matter to you, and then you know that the artist is getting all of that money.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you may as well just strategically do it like that to give them just a little bit more money. Yay, Bandcamp, you guys are sick. Next up, a band I was really into in high school and kind of forgot about. They're called Habibi. They're from New York. This is their song, Bad News.
For me, 'cause he's bad, bad news for me. come find me again, my gentle friend. French kisses on my mind, all of the time, your French kisses are on my mind. Sha-la-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la-la. Come find me again, my gentle friend. French kisses on my mind, all of the time, all of the time, your French kisses are on my mind.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This song is by a band called Aerial View. It's called Fake Friends, and they're a band from Ontario, not in Canada, but actually a city in California called Ontario. We're gonna have a short ad break. Stay tuned to Deliberate Noise.
Instagram user number 69, identified. You are about to enter Bite Size. CITR and Discorder are using the Instagram interface to host local solo artists in a concert series on Instagram Live. Local solo artists include DJs, hip-hop artists, and experimental performers like Baby Blue, Devours, Lucid, Future Star, and DJ Paisley Eva. Performances will be streamed every Thursday at 6 p.m. Watch on CITR and Discorder's Instagram at CITR and Discorder. You are now entering Bite Size. Have fun.
Are you curious about the history of the Punjabi market here in Vancouver? Did you know Asian immigrants often have unique challenges when trying to navigate the healthcare system? Have you ever asked yourself, wait, we have an Asian Heritage Month here in Canada? Also, what the f*** does it even mean to celebrate a Pan-Asian identity? We explore all that and more on Motherlands, the May 2020 Asian Heritage Month programming at CITR 101.9 FM. We've got interviews, oral histories, and experimental art pieces on air at 3 p.m. Tuesdays starting May 5th.
Crackdown is coming to CITR. Starting August 30th, CITR will be airing the award-winning podcast about Vancouver's overdose crisis, told by drug user activists and supported by research. Crackdown is hosted by celebrated documentarian and longtime drug user Garth Mullins. Catch Crackdown every Friday morning at 8 a.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Okay, Claire. Have you seen anything interesting, great, fun, weird lately?
I mean, one thing that I saw the other night, I was out on a walk and there was a woman walking her dog and she looked like she had dressed up like for a nice dinner, but she was just out walking her dog. And I loved that. She was wearing heels and it was just like, you clearly like you got all pretty to walk your dog around the block. It was very cute.
Now would actually be a great time to learn how to walk in heels.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
In the middle of the night? Yeah, no one's around, really.
She dressed up for her dog.
I think so. That's what I like to think.
Did she dress up the dog, too?
No. Dog was normal.
Damn. I saw something really cute.
Yeah.
Biking past Nat Bailey.
Okay.
In the parking lot, I saw a cowboy, a lone cowboy, with like a boombox on the ground.
Uh-huh.
And he kind of waited till I went by. And then he turned on his music. And it looked like he was teaching himself how to dance.
Oh my God.
He was like hands on the belt.
No way.
The steps and the spinning and the.
Like cute, a little jig?
I don't know what cowboy. Yeah, like I don't know what it's called.
Wow.
Country dancing, but it was adorable, and I stopped and I stared, and I loved it.
You wanted to join?
Definitely. I want to learn, but that, yeah, now is not the time to be going up to strangers. I want to dedicate a song to that guy, though.
Yes,
Mr. Cowboy,
please do.
I don't know if he's heard of Tonk, but I think he'd love them. Best country in Vancouver right now.
Local country.
Beautiful country, from their fresh release, Songs to Glorify the Peasant and His Tractor. Here is Tonk with Condo.
7 o'clock on a Wednesday night, once again you feel puff all right. I'll hold up in basement street, short on cash next week. Scraping by in Wendell 20, getting pretty tired, running down empty. Someone says just hustle hard, maybe one day you can afford a yard.
Thank you.
That was a new one by Elf Pity called Fisher. Next up, Passive with Blood and Oil. Some Vancouver punk for you.
My face.
Okay, Claire, time for our favorite segment, What to Wear This Week Based on the Weather.
Highly important right now.
Not that anyone's going to see you, but...
It's important for self-esteem.
Very important for self-esteem and walking your dog at night. So every time I check the forecast, if it says, like, oh, like a dreary week of showers, it never happens. Do you notice that, Claire?
Yep. Yeah.
Like, I cannot decide, does Vancouver actually have the most mild weather of anywhere ever? Or do we have, like, the most pessimistic meteorologists that just, like, always say it's going to pour and then it doesn't?
I think that we have pessimistic meteorologists because I've never had a day where it said it was going to be sunny and then it ended up raining. It's always the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yesterday was beautiful. So, what are we going to wear this week?
Well, for a week that it might rain, but it probably won't, and it'll definitely be warm, I'm thinking you're going to want to have, like a string bikini, definitely,
mm-hmm.
on top.
Yeah.
On the bottom, like, a linen skirt.
Oh, you read my mind.
Breathable. Spring.
Absolutely.
And beige, your favorite color.
Definitely beige.
What are you contributing to this outfit?
I think a little, one of those really little, thin, water-resistant jackets. Not even a rain jacket, really. Just enough of a technical material that it just whips the rain off a little bit if it does start to drizzle.
But if it pours, then you're screwed.
Then you need to get home immediately, yeah.
Where you should
I think
be anyway.
That would look great. Yeah.
Yeah, windbreaker with linen skirt. Yeah, that's the vibe. Shoes, optional, honestly.
Definitely optional. Maybe just wear socks. That's all you really need.
Yeah, toe socks, just toe socks. Or those five finger shoes.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't advocate for those.
I can. I sure can. I think Simon Donner can. Okay, I'm going to edit that out. Okay. From Montreal, I found this super cute band called Skunk. Looks like they're a duo. Here is Skunk with My Time. Thank you immensely for listening to Deliberate Noise today. Tune in again next Monday at 5 for more Deliberate Noise. Stay tuned to CITR. A lot of great pre-recorded content coming up in the next few hours, few days, and forever. I am finishing off with a song by a band called Mama, who are from Los Angeles. And their new album, Two of Me, comes out very soon.
So far, there are two singles off the album that we can listen to. And for the first time ever, I actually pre-ordered an album. So all I've heard are these first two songs. And I went ahead and just purchased the whole album in advance because I can tell it's going to be amazing. Here is Mama with Biohazard on CITR 101.9 FM.
Good day is when no one shows up and you don't have to go anywhere.